Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CE Broadcast. Welcome back to our coverage of Correlation's 2021 CEO and CTO Forum. And in the second keynote of the day, Strum's Mark Weber made a grand appearance and talked about finding the catalyst in your member analytics to transform relationships and grow results. Again, just fantastic insights in this talk. And in this particular clip, if I can get that out, Mark talked about how consumers today are really demanding personalization. So here's what he had to say.
What we've done a lot of is we've spent a lot of decades mired in demographics, putting people in small groups of boxes based on their age and income, finding a product, and cross-selling them an offer. That's placed us in a place that, rather than thinking about the needs of the member, the unique personalization of how we can help them with their life, we provide 10,000 of them an offer for a 299 auto loan, whether they need it or not. That's not what members are looking for. Consumers today not only expect personalization like they get from Netflix and Amazon, they're demanding it. 41% of them identified it last year as a reason they're going to leave their financial institution. They're not getting help. Another 67% said, if you want to deepen relationships with me, you need to make it personal and help give me insights. We need to have the right kind of data there to be able to do that. We need the data that allows us to predict, find, identify the triggers going on in our members' lives right now. And children, getting married. Sometimes it's divorce. Sometimes these are huge, impactful things. This is data that is available if we harness it and use it and turn it into solutions. I want to give you a story of the difference between personalization and impersonalization. Personalization is not something new. It's been going on for years and practiced by profound organizations. I know for me, I had a child exactly 30 years ago to the month. And the day Mackenzie came, I realized all the things I didn't know about life and raising a child. And then I got this incredibly strange moment one day when I went out to the mailbox. There was a letter in the mailbox about a month and a half after Mackenzie was born. It said, when your child turns 18, a four-year college degree will be $120,000. Now, if you go back in time 30 years ago, 120 is still a lot of money. Then it was a fortune. I didn't have it. But what they knew when Fidelity sent me that package is that was important to me. My child's life was important. My dreams of financial education and a college degree for my life and my daughter's life was critical. That afternoon, my wife and I sat down and read almost word for word the package from Fidelity. And within a day and a half, we had opened a 529 college savings plan. Now, about a month later, I got a postcard from my credit union offering me a 5.5% car loan when I had just bought a car from them about 6 months prior and gotten financing from them. Now, had they known from their data I already had the car or known that I had a baby, maybe they would have been more personalized. We're still doing that kind of cross-selling, and we need to move beyond it with our analytics. Enhanced data is required for personalization. We've got to be able to move forward with finding information, lifestyle events, triggers. Do we have kids or not have kids? What's education level that dictates the use of technology? What social media channels and media are people accessing and using, and what are their interests? Are they savers or investors? That data is available if you enhance it and add it, and we do, into our own platform.
Thank you very much, Mark, and stay tuned for more coverage of Correlation's 2021 CEO and CTO Forum here on CU Broadcast.